Next to John 3:16, this is probably one of the most famous passages in the Bible. The sad part is this. It is so common that most people, when they get to Psalm 23, they go, oh, Psalm 23, yeah, I know that. And then they overlook the truths that are there. And that's what I want to draw your attention to this morning. First of all, it's such a beautiful psalm, just how God penned it. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And just the meter and just the timing of it. Your Bible, your King James Bible, is the only book in the world that's perfect English. It's perfect English. And the way God penned it, it's just got whether you look at it as a prayer or if you look at it as a song, it's just beautiful. God used a shepherd to pen this psalm. He didn't have to, but I think David marveled at what God inspired him to write because he could never have voiced it so perfectly. David had been a shepherd when he was a boy. David led his flock. David remembered the tender care and how sometimes he would carry a sheep on his shoulders. He remembered binding up and taking care of the wounded. Now the Lord is his shepherd and he shall not want. Someone wrote, the Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leadeth me beside still waters. That's refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's the Lord guiding me. For his name's sake. That's God's purpose in my life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That's God's protection. Thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's God's comfort. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil. That is consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. Forever. That's eternity. That's Psalm 23. I want to show you a beautiful picture of this. If you look at verse number 3, he restoreth my soul. If you understand, to understand that and get the most out of that, you have to understand, first of all, when a shepherd, they would say a sheep is cast, C-A-S-T, if it is fallen over. And if a pregnant ewe, or if a sheep that is grown and has not been sheared, it's getting close to shear time, they can get top heavy. And that sheep, if they're on the plains, can fall over, and they literally roll over on their back, and then their legs are up in the air. They can die pretty quickly that way. The acids in their stomach can't escape. They can't even go. They can't do that. And pretty soon, they eventually die if the shepherd doesn't come and turn them over and put them back upright. That's what they call restoring. Restoring. He restoreth my soul when I am, that's how come we get the word downcast. When you have fallen and you can't get up. That's where we get the word, and he restores me. He restoreth my soul. When I've fallen, he comes and he picks me up. And the shepherd has to normally hold the sheep there because when the sheep goes from right side down to right side up, they're dizzy. And if he just sets them up and goes to another sheep, they fall over again. Aren't sheep wonderful animals? I'll teach you more about sheep here in just a second. But he restoreth my soul. That helps me when I read words cast down in the Bible, like Psalm 37:24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. How about Psalm 42:5? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. You see, when the Lord restores us, he uses his word. When he lifts us up, he quickens me according to his word. Psalm 119:25. The Lord lifts me up with His love. Psalm 119:59 says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. When I think about how much God loves me, that helps me and that restores me. I read Romans chapter 8, verse 11, He restores me with His Spirit. If the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, if you're saved, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So I find the Lord restores us with His Word. The Lord restores us with His love. The Lord restores us and lifts us up with His Spirit. Also, the Lord, I looked up the word restore in the Word of God. Listen closely. And God says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Did you know God uses His people to help us? That's why it really helps that you treat people right when they come to church. I think you ought to treat people right all the time. But all it takes, sometimes, I love the old statement, if you're coming to church for people, you'll eventually quit coming to church for people. Somebody's going to offend you. And people make mistakes with their mouth. God says He lifts us also up with His providence and His circumstances. One time after I got saved, somebody, if you have your Bible and you're open there to Psalm 23, I want to show you something. We're going to stay right here. But an old preacher said, have you ever read Psalm 23 to see the consequences of the Lord not being your shepherd? What happens if the Lord's not, and this is the way he read it, and you're looking there, I'm looking at verse 1 that says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you read it in reverse, not backwards, but if you mean it to mean the opposite, then that means if the Lord isn't your shepherd, that you're always covetous and you're never satisfied. He took the opposite truth. So if the Lord's my shepherd and provides for me and I never want, then when He's not my shepherd, that's when I find myself discontent, unhappy, dissatisfied, I never have enough, I always need more, and I want when He's not my shepherd. Because you see, just because you're saved doesn't mean that He's your shepherd. You can run the show if you want. This is America. You can do pretty much anything you want to do. And most people do. Most people do. Look at verse 2. It says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now if I read that, what would happen if the Lord's not my shepherd? Then that means this. I stray and I get caught in thickets and life is just a struggle and a hassle and I never have any peace because the Lord's not my shepherd. If you find yourself struggling, I wish people would think just for a moment, if you're struggling in life, and Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly, if your life is a mess, then if you want to change your life, then change what you're doing. And I love this statement. I'm not saying this to be mean this morning, but if your life's a mess and you live without God, then why don't you put God in what you're doing now? I've known people, their marriage is a mess. Well, you've tried it without God and you almost got a divorce. Why don't you do it with God this time since it was God's idea? And why don't you put God in your marriage? Because if you keep baking the same recipe, you're going to end up with the same cake. Change the stupid recipe, amen? If your life's a mess, then why don't you say, you know what? I lived without God. Now I'm going to put God in the recipe. Here, when I look at verse 3, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Let me read it back or in reverse here. That would be saying, if the Lord's not your shepherd, I fall constantly and my soul struggles. My life has been down some awful paths. He leadeth me not in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So I look back at my life, and when the Lord is not my shepherd, and I've done my own thing, I have dark spots. I don't know about you, but before I got saved, I look back at my life, and there's things I really am glad God forgave me, and it's under the blood, but there are things I haven't even told my kids. Because the Lord wasn't my shepherd. And I have some dark spots in my life when I think about it. And I'm glad it's under the blood. However, look at verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What would the reverse truth from that mean? I struggle with fear and anxiety, and I don't enjoy the Lord's presence because the Lord is not my shepherd. The Lord is not my shepherd. Can we look at verse 5? There's just two more verses here. Watch this. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I just wrote down, others easily take advantage of me because the Lord is not my shepherd. You know, when you're relying on the Lord and you let Him lead you, He can show you things. I remember I've had people offer, you know, those bad deals that you need to stay away from. You know, the Holy Spirit can tell you that, don't do that. They're trying to take you. The Lord will help you see through things if you're relying on Him to guide you. But, you know, if you've got it all together and you don't need God and you're doing just fine, just like everybody else, then guess what? You find yourself sometimes getting taken advantage of. And you're not, and it leads to misery. Look at verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I put down as the reverse, destruction and judgment follow me all of my days. And I can't stand going to church. When the Lord's not my shepherd, I endure spiritual things, and it seems like instead of goodness and mercy following me, because I'm following the shepherd, it seems like destruction and judgment. My life is a mess. Then if God has not been your shepherd, could I encourage you this morning? You have for Him to be your shepherd. See, over here in the West, in America, you ever heard of sheepdogs? You heard of sheepdogs, right? They don't use those in the Middle East. Over here in America, South America, and even in parts of Europe, they drive the sheep with dogs. And the leader is behind them pushing the sheep. When this psalm was written, it was written with the idea of an Eastern shepherd, and an Eastern shepherd always leads the sheep. A sheep never goes before the shepherd. Never. A sheep will wander, but they always follow. They never lead. And so if God is going to be your shepherd, if the Lord is going to be your shepherd, I think there's a couple of things before you can apply this to your life. I've done a lot of funerals and been a part of a lot of funerals. I think what's sad is this. When it comes time for the funeral, you know, and they don't know what verse to use, and I always try to be a help, but I don't want to be nosy. I don't want to, you know, I can think of a lot of beautifully comforting passages in the Bible. But normally when a family doesn't know the Bible, they just go, I'll say, what scripture would you like read? What's the first thing they pull? Psalm 23. I don't mind that. It's Bible, right? It's good. But I wish they'd pick, I don't know. I feel bad when somebody chooses Psalm 23 and they're not even saved. They don't know Jesus as their Savior. And the Lord is not their shepherd. And the Lord has not been their shepherd. You understand? And there honestly isn't comfort in the passage if He's not your shepherd. I could understand you reading and saying, you know what? If the Lord was my shepherd, man, that's a good thing right there. But when He's not your shepherd, I understand you could want it, but I wish people would say, you know what? God's not been my shepherd, but I want Him to lead. I want Him to be my shepherd. If I read to you a parallel passage, John 23 in the Old Testament should, I think, be linked to John chapter 10 in the New Testament, where Jesus said, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I think, first of all, before you can claim Psalm 23 as yours, and I want you to, I think you need to be born again first. You need to be born again. You have to trust the Lord Jesus and His blood so that to go from being a fish to a sheep. And I described that to you a little bit last week. It's funny. God says, Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So when we go soul winning, we go fishing and we're looking for fish. But when they trust Jesus as their Savior, they go from being a fish to a sheep. And isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? Okay, so you go from being a fish, and I think you need to be one of God's sheep. That happens when you get translated from death to life. When the Holy Spirit of God comes inside because you've trusted Him as your Savior, and He rebirths you, and you get born again. I think, second of all, to apply Psalm 23 to your life, you have to be... Now this is going to get hard. Okay, so hang on. Okay, just I need you to listen closely to what I'm saying. You have to be willing to identify with your resemblance to a sheep. Now, before you think that's wonderful, oh, what a precious little animal, fluffy, soft, you know, I mean, before you think that, sheep are one of the stupidest animals in the animal kingdom. Do you know that? There definitely is no domestic animal that is dumber. You know how come they have to have a shepherd? Without a shepherd, when they go to drink, you know why he leads them beside still waters? Because if there's a stream there and there's any ripples, the shepherd has to put a small dam and make an area of calm water in the stream, because the sheep's nose is so close to its mouth, while it's drinking it can drown. That's why he leads beside still waters. So can you picture that? Hey sheep, go ahead. And what are you all dying for? They're drowning while they're drinking because they don't have enough sense to stop inhaling the water while they're drinking it. Sheep, I'm telling you, they're gentle, easily disturbed creatures. Sheep go anywhere except in the right direction. They'll leave a green pasture for a dry, barren one. They can find many ways, but they never find the right way. It wanders closer to the wolves than farther from them. It never turns away from danger until finally it's too late, and then it's in a panic. A sheep knows how to go astray, but it can never find its way home. Cows, horses, pigeons, chickens all come home to roost, don't they? If you let them wander, eventually they'll come back. Not sheep. They'll never come back because they're sheep. They never come home unless they're led home. You see, here we go. Hang on. And by the way, you know, I'm one of God's sheep too. This isn't me talking down to you. I'm trying to, I've studied this and prayed over this and I've been convicted over this all week long. So hang on. Did you know we're just as dumb spiritually as sheep are? Do you realize that until you realize you can't guide your life, then you will never trust the Lord to lead you? Because if you've got it all together and you can do it all, then why do you need to pray? You got it all together. Oh, I got it all figured out. So the Lord doesn't lead you. Oh, you got to understand. I've read Popular Mechanics. I've read this. I've read Consumer Reports, and I've got it all figured out. I already know what the best one to buy is. You didn't pray about it? So the Lord's not your shepherd. Well, no, I've done it 100 times. That's what I said. So as long as you rely on you, then He never leads you. Then He never leads you. Many Christians are too proud to acknowledge the wisdom of God. As God's children, we acknowledge that God is there, but we don't depend on Him to lead us because we can do it. We don't want to admit how badly we need the Lord. You see, you only cry out to God when you're convinced you don't have the answer. Have you ever prayed, Dear God, I've got so many tears and regrets over my own methods and my own desires. Everything I touch turns to manure. From now on, you know what, God? I'm going to do it according to Your word. I'm done with my way. I'm done. I'm a failure, and God, You are my success. And I'm going to do it Your way instead of my way. That's how come Psalm 123 says, Unto Thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. God, I'm looking. All I need... You know, a servant back then didn't need a go get a glass of water for me. All they needed was... And he says, just like a maid looks to her mistress, they're watching the eyes. God, I'm tender towards you. All I need's a look. All I need is, yes, Lord, because I am your servant and you are my shepherd. You are my shepherd. You see, doesn't God tell us in Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Jeremiah 10:23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. I do not have what it takes to direct my life. I don't care if you got the Bible memorized. You don't have what it takes. You still need God. You need God. I need the Lord. I'll say it again. If you're never able to confess that you are a silly, stupid, foolish sheep, if you're not willing to confess that, then the Lord can't be your shepherd. Do you know when He leads you? You know when He leads? God never makes anybody do anything. It has to be by your choice in the Christian life. God never says, dumb sheep. He doesn't do that. Do you know when God leads? When you let Him. But He doesn't make. See, you blew it again, didn't you? Didn't you? Let me lead this time, meathead. He doesn't do that. He says you can wander and you can flounder as long as you want. But until you ask me and let me lead, I'll let you do it your way your whole life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You see, you can't turn sheep loose on a prairie. You've seen stray dogs before, but you've never seen stray sheep. If they don't starve to death, then they're eaten by predators. Sheep are dependent and defenseless. Have you ever known this? You know, when we used to break horses in Missouri, you know, you halter and then the reins and the saddle, and you know, you work them up the sawdust pile when you're breaking a horse. When was the last time you saw someone breaking a sheep? Got to get this sheep here in order because he's pretty wild. He's wild, little doggy there. You don't break sheep. Sheep are born domesticated. They're born, in other words, you can hold them as a baby. They're awesome. They're great. You can walk amongst them. They're born. You break other animals, but you don't break sheep. If you do, you're getting paid for nothing, all right? It's an easy job. Sheep are the most prone to sickness. Did you know that there are more diseases that can afflict sheep than any other of God's creatures? The shepherd is constantly doctoring and helping the sheep. When you read Psalm 23, you should be reminded of how much you need the Lord. God wants you to depend on Him day by day. You say, I depend on the Lord day by day, and I'm going to make a strong statement here. All of us could learn to depend more. Do you know why? My freezer has food in it for tomorrow. Give us day by day our daily bread. I live by faith, but I have a lot more to grow in. Amen? I could trust the Lord some more. And I don't have it all together like I think I do. And isn't it sad sometimes when we hold so tightly to something? I got it! And God has to pry our fingers away, one by one. And says, that's not yours. It's mine. And I've held on to things too tightly also. And I have to trust the Lord. You see, He has given you health and strength, and you can easily see all the tokens of His loving and watchful care. The sheep is a dependent creature, and watch this, so is the Christian. It's so blessed to be able to say, I'd like to, and watch this. I know I'm talking about the stupidity of sheep, and I be one of them. Okay? Although, you say, but you're the shepherd. No, 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 no. What's God call me as a pastor? An under-shepherd. He's the shepherd. Right? I'm the under-shepherd. I'm the under-shepherd. And I am one of His sheep. I also get to say then, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and He takes care of me. Isaiah 53:6 says this, all we like sheep have gone astray, and have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Our hearts can be so wayward. We struggle in life because we don't follow the shepherd. Yes, we are sheep, but listen closely, we are blessed also because the Lord is our shepherd. And you say, well, you should be talking to us as if, I'm talking to you this morning as if you're one of God's sheep. Now, if you're one of God's fish, you need to trust Jesus as your Savior. Amen? You need to get saved. But I'm preaching this morning to us sheep. When you wander and get away from the Lord, He seeks you and convicts you, and then He brings you back. In our distresses and trials, He has delivered us when all we could do was pray. And what's the shepherd do? God says, if you be without chastisement, then are you bastards. In other words, one proof that you're one of God's children is whenever He spanks you. You know what the shepherd does? The sheep that keeps wandering off, and he keeps chasing, eventually the shepherd comes after them. And guess what he does? He takes the sheep that wandered, he lays it down, and that staff that he's carrying, he turns it over, and he lames the sheep so it won't wander. He breaks its leg. And he binds it so it heals right. And then he does what? He carries it. And then pretty soon that sheep, it'll be one of the lame sheep in the flock. It'll be the one that limps. And when you ask the shepherds, wow, how'd that sheep get lame? The shepherd will say, I lamed it. What'd you do that for? That's a wandering little sheep right there. That's a wild one right there. I mean, that one will pretty much climb trees if you let it. I don't know, but that's a pretty wandering sheep right there. You know how come God spanks us and breaks us and lames us so we don't wander? The Lord is my shepherd. That's why thy rod and thy staff, that's the hook, they comfort me. Because with that rod, His loving care guides me, and when He's had to spank. And then what's the staff for? With that staff, He can hook their neck. Come here. And He does what? Pulls us closer. Come here. No, 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 no. No. Come here. He pulls us closer. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. You see, I love this part of the verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I love this. If my shepherd hasn't given me something yet, it's because he feels I don't either need it or he feels like I can't handle it. That's learning to be content. The Lord is my shepherd. If He's my shepherd, then I'm content. And when He feels I need it, He gives it to me. Because He's always watching me. Because the Lord is my shepherd. And He takes care. And I love the statement that says, you know what? Man, one day I want this and this and this. I want a bigger house. And I want a bigger car. And I want this. And I want another house up north. And I want a house down south. And I want this. And I want more money. And I want... Wait a second. Why don't you let the Lord be your shepherd and start doing this? God, thank you for my job. Thank you for our house. Thank you for what you let us do. Lord, when you're ready, Lord, you can increase it. If not, Lord, I also know at any time you can take it. I'll never forget when our house flooded in Tennessee. Water only came up 14 inches in the house, but the house was done. We had all of our kids in there. Praise the Lord, we didn't lose a whole lot of stuff. We saw the water coming and it was rising, and so I was taking stuff up into the attic. It's not like we lost all of our possessions. It wasn't one of those. But I remember walking. We were staying with another family in the church. And I remember walking up to the house. That house I had put so much time in. Redid the whole attic for the boys. Put the fence around the backyard for the goat. And then the stairs leading up to the outside. I mean, I had hours into this house. And then I remember walking up to it when it was 14 of water in it. And I remember saying, "Well, Lord, You gave and You've taken away. And it looks like the Nash family is never living at 408 Second Avenue again. Lord, what would You have us to do?" And God reminded me, I give and I take. And God says, let Me lead you. And I can look at you this morning and I can say, as a child of God, God has led me. I will not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want. I'm going to be content. I can trust Him. I don't have to be frustrated in life. How come I can't have this? How come I can't have this? How come I don't make this? How come I don't? I can go ahead and let Him lead. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. You see, I also find when I read this, just listen closely. Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them and they follow Me." If you're one of God's sheep, can I just tell you something this morning? Your Bible time's important. This is when you hear His voice. When you let Him speak to your heart, read His Word. Read the Bible. "That My sheep hear My voice, and they know Me, and they follow Me." How can you hear His voice? Look, it's not conservative talk radio, although I'm glad you listened to it. It's not the news. It is the Word of God. This is what feeds your soul. You were born of this book, and it is this book that feeds you. "My sheep hear My voice, and they know Me, and they follow Me." I wanted to give you a few thoughts this morning from Psalm 23. Oh, Psalm 23, I know that. But is He your shepherd? Do you let Him lead? Maybe I need to ask this morning, are you one of His sheep? Have you trusted Him as your Savior? If not, oh my goodness, it's so wonderfully simple to trust the Lord and put your faith in Him, and then He changes you from being a fish to a sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let's pray. Father, please use this truth this morning. I wish for each person here, Lord, that if we could look at our life and where we haven't let You lead, where we've been frustrated, I wish we could say, I'm going to quit doing it my way. I'm going to do it Your way, and I'm going to let You lead. Please. I just need to ask the question with every head bowed and every eye closed. You say, "Preacher, I don't know if I died, if I'd go to heaven. I'd like to. I want to, but I don't have that peace in my heart that I'm saved. I don't know that I'm a child of God." Is there anybody here like that? You'd slip up your hand. Then, Christian, is the Lord your shepherd? We're so blessed to have a wonderful, personal, loving Lord. Let's all stand. The piano's going to play. The altar's open. If the Lord's spoken to your heart this morning, do you let Him lead? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't want to live a covetous life, never satisfied, never happy, always wanting more. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If He hasn't given it to me yet, then He must think I don't need it. And when He gives it to me, that's when He feels the timing's right. He maketh me to lie down. See, I don't know why I have this sickness. Sometimes God has to make us lie down. because we don't lie down on our own. The Lord is my shepherd. He only leads if you let Him. He won't force. You have to let Him lead. Father, thank You so much for Your love. Thank You for Your salvation, that it's free. Thank You for, Lord, Your Word. I pray, please, Lord, maybe where this passage has been taken for granted, I wish, Lord, we could rethink it, remeditate on it, and, Lord, let You lead so You can help us. Bless these sweet people. Thank You so much for, Lord, church today.